All right. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone is having just a phenomenal day. Hey, welcome to the Career Report. If you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden, and every single day I try to help you out. I break down what's really happening in the job market, who's hiring, who's laying off, and what trends you need to know that are going on in the marketplace right now. So, hey, whether you're in a job search, you were just part of a riff, leading a team, or just trying to set ahead of market shifts, this is your go-to source for real-time insights and straight talk about your career. So let's dive in. First, hey, I want to start with congratulations to every single person in the Exec Upgrades community. We celebrated another 12 offers yesterday, as well as our clients have went on 50 multiple six-figure interviews in just the past couple days. So give it up for ECU. We appreciate you. Hey, as always, if you need help in your career, you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We also kicked off our masterclass of generating interviews, right? Like, how do you generate interviews at the director, VP, and executive level? We held it yesterday. If you'd like a recording, you can go over and email me at tim@execupgrades.com, and I will send that over to you. We had several hundred people register, and it's how we've helped professionals land 4,464 interviews that are verifiable since January 2024. But hey, let's get into today's topic. Today's topic. All right, let me move my screen a little bit. Hey, so first, my apologies. We got a retraction. Hey, it was said that Amazon was going to let go of 30,000 people. They actually did 14,000 people. So, hey, professionals at Amazon. Good news. At Amazon, they got severance packages. They typically got assistance. We are here to support you too. So, as always, if you need help, you can go over to execupgrades.com. But let's dive into it. This is the first topic of today. According to a survey by Korn Ferry, which is, man, you know, the largest company out there that does all things career, 41% of employees say that their organization has cut management layers, okay? Leaving senior executives to assume broader and deeper responsibilities. Here is why that matters to you, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the day, and even recently, if you're in the C-suite, what did you have to worry about? Overall strategy, financial modeling, expansion. What do the next 5 years look like? That is not what is expected, no more, of an executive in 2025. Executives are now, right, because of just everything that's going on, they're now required not to just lead strategy, but also to pick up the operational execution, the talent oversights, and even the tactical roles that sometimes people underneath them would take care of. So, hey, if you're an executive, a lot is being put on your plate, ladies and gentlemen. A lot. So I'm not going to beat in use AI, learn how to use AI to be 3 to 5 times more productive in your career. But I do want to say the days of just sitting back and doing strategy, which you need, hey, employers, even at the Fortune companies, right? They want someone who can do the strategy, but be a part of the execution, be a part of the hiring, really be in the weeds, right? Reminds me of my military time, right? Those military leaders. That's why it's important to you. So, hey, please learn how to leverage AI. Number two, visibility. Visibility is the new credibility. It's the number one problem why job seekers are not being found online, right? Executives who aren't visible, and what I mean by that is you don't have your stats on your profile. You don't talk about the value you're going to bring to organizations. It's going to read like a job description. People who are invisible, and by invisible, I mean your profile reads like a job description, right? In 2025, I got this for you. Recruiters, investors, and board members research you before they decide to meet with you. It makes sense. And if they don't know the value you've brought, they might not want to meet with you. Here's the good news. And I want to take a moment to talk about this because we were leading this masterclass yesterday. Okay. So I really want you to pay attention for a sec, and because I really want to help you out, because we had an extremely high level marketer on our session yesterday talking about generating interviews, all the different ways we help our clients do it, what we're seeing as trends, right? And what happened was this person was more on the growth marketing side. More on the digital side of marketing, right? For all my marketing professionals. He wanted to move to more of the brand side, okay? But here is the problem, okay? If I land on your profile and I'm a CEO and I'm hiring a high-level marketing professional. And you talk about all of these things on the growth side. And that's not what I'm looking for. Say I'm looking for someone on the brand side. You're immediately confused and no one's going to call you. This gentleman was a high-level marketer. You can't just tell your story on your profile. You need to re-engineer it and backwards plan like you do everything in life, like you do in project management, right? Where do we start? Hey, when's it need to be done? It needs to be done by December 1st. Great, let's backwards plan. So think about this. What am I targeting in my career? This guy's targeting a high-level brand-orientated marketing position. Great, let's backwards plan. How would we start? How do I position myself online so it says I have these skills? People just don't understand. If I land on your profile and you've been in real estate at a big company for many years doing finance or marketing or sales, if it says real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, all to your profile, what am I going to see? That you've been in that industry. And then immediately my perception switches. Here is the good news. Follow me for a sec. You control the narrative. People don't know you before they meet you. They don't know where you've worked. They don't know what you've done. They don't know if you've been in growth marketing, brand marketing, communication side. They don't know. They only know what you tell them. And if you're telling the wrong story, it's very hard to get hired, especially at your level. Because people at your level, by the way, I'm going to share a statistic with you. 40% of CEOs in corporate America pay for an executive, a coach, non-funded by the organization. CEOs, 40% have executive coaches. Now, a wider stat we got from many sources that directors, VPs, and executives, typically between 25 and 50% that are in a job search right now, have some type of a coach or advisor. These are just the stats, right? So if your profile is all jacked up, reads like a job description, think about this, maybe it does have all your statistics, et cetera, but those statistics aren't in alignment with what you're actually targeting. Ladies and gentlemen, you're confusing people. And guess who you're confusing? Are you ready? The busiest damn people in corporate America. The people who only have a couple seconds, right? Even me, even Tim Madden. 6 years ago, it was easy to answer all of my LinkedIn DMs the same day. You could hit me up, but not a big deal, right? You could text me, right? Now, are you ready? I got four phones, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. I got my personal number that no one has but my family and just close friends. I have my work phone, right? 71 unread text message, 32 missed calls. I'll put it closer, right? 32 missed calls, 71 text messages. I have my Zoom phone number with 3 missed calls. I'm just saying, welcome to corporate America. You don't have time to not be strategically positioned when someone who's really busy lands on your profile because they just have a couple seconds. Maybe it was a referral, maybe it wasn't, right? You need to be branded effectively. It is so freaking vital. And so many people get this wrong. And we lead trainings here all the time at Executive Upgrades. Make sure to join our email list. Hey, if you want on the email list, email me at tim@execupgrades.com. But we hold these trainings all the time. And I look at these people that are so freaking successful, but they're not saying it. They're not showing it. They're not showing why they've been successful. Or they're doing that career pivot. They're doing this, but they want to do this, but they're still talking about that. Don't do that. That is just job search 101. Have a target. Make sure your messaging and your brand positioning reflects that. Super, super, super important. Next, posting with purpose. I want to give you some frameworks today, and I'm going to pop it in the chat if you're tuning in live. Hey, if you're watching it later on Spotify, I'm going to tell you, so it's okay. So I just posted it. Hey, there's 3 ways, because after you get your branding right, LinkedIn is an amazing place to get found. Now, it's not an amazing place to get found if you're complaining about a job search, right? But it is an amazing place to get found if you can do the 3 E's. What are the 3 E's? I'm going to tell them to you today. Number one, you need to educate people. So let's say I'm a sales leader. What would I educate people on? Here's how I built high-performing sales teams. Here's how I've held people accountable when times got tough. Here's how I coached someone. Here's how I increased revenue. Here's how I hired A players. You educate people on your expertise. That's an easy way to get found if your profile is optimized. Number two, empathize. Reflect on leadership and personal lessons. Man, these are some lessons I'm not proud of. I have a huge list of them. I have books written where of all the mistakes I've made, I'm not proud of them, but that's the only way you win, right? You make the mistakes, you learn from it. Now, again, a smart person learns from, you know, their own mistakes. So I'm a smart person. An even smarter person learns from other people's mistakes. So if you want to know what Tim Madden's reading right now, I got this book right here. The Great CEO Within, The Tactical Guide to Company Building by Matt McCary. There's two contributors as well. This gentleman has been basically the coach and advisor. He did an exit at a company. He has coached many people. I'm going to go through a quote. Sam Altman of OpenAI, Steve Huffman, the CEO of Reddit, Justin Kahn, the CEO of Atrium, and more and more and more. I want to do that. Do you know why? Because an even smarter person learns from other people's mistakes. So I'm trying to learn in that book, man. What mistakes did they make on the way to 100 million, on the way to a billion? Hey, how can I do that? So, hey, number two, you could write about reflecting on leadership and personal lessons. And number three, exhibit expertise. Highlight wins, transformation. Do you see what I do every week? Yesterday, right? I share every week wins. I highlight employees that are winning. I highlight clients that are winning. I talk about our successes. I try to stay known in this busy marketplace where we have all of the social media and all of those things. And because of my consistent posts, I get hundreds of thousands of impressions per week. I'm not special, right? I'm just a normal person who tries to create content every single day, sometimes multiple times per day. This is what it takes in 2025 to get known. Look at everything that's going on in the economy right now. Man, the government shut down. There's millions of things on that. Republicans want this. Democrats want that. We can't pay the military on... You see everything that's going on, right? How can you get past that freaking noise? You know, my mentor, Grant Cardone, said, if you're just trying to make one post online, like LinkedIn, it's like throwing a rock into the Grand Canyon. Pew! No one's even going to hear it. You have to stay consistent. So, hey, just my daily reminder to you, make sure your profile is optimized to what you're targeting, and then make sure you create content every single day of the three E's. You educate, you empathize, or you exhibit expertise. Super, super, super important. Last thing I got for you today is onboarding. Man, here at Executive Career Upgrades, we have a Mastering First 100 Days program. I just found these stats incredibly, incredibly interesting, so I wanted to share them with you with a couple sources. Studies indicate that 50 to 70% of executives fail within the first 18 months due to poor onboarding and lack of clarity from the Cronus. A survey of US executives found only 36% even had a formal onboarding process. Shame on them. Sources: HR executive. Among executives, the average rating of their onboarding experience was extremely poor, again by HR executive. For general new hires, not executives, an effective onboarding process can boost retention by 82%. Two more, but that was due to strong DM, right? Online blog. For new hires, 12% of US employees believe their company has a good onboarding process. Ladies and gentlemen, 12% of companies. Employees say 12% of companies have a good onboarding process. That's freaking ridiculous. When organizations have a strong onboarding program, new hires are typically 50% more productive. Again, on strong DM, the online blog. We don't talk about onboarding a lot, but here's what I can tell you. If you are starting in a new organization, managing expectations with your boss, managing expectations with your team, knowing what right looks like, knowing the mission, knowing the intent behind the mission is so important. And if you want to deliver true enterprise value into a company, you write down every single thing that's going on during that onboarding process. And then when you're done, you say, hey, as a first step and as an executive at this organization, here is my tips to, you know, totally enhance this. You can only move as fast as your slowest person. And onboarding hurts companies so much, which is why we created this program. And over the years, it's helped just so many people because they weren't clear. They were dealing with stress and anxiety. And look, the company had a crappy HR onboarding process. But again, we are leaders. We accept extreme ownership in our career. So it's not anyone's problems but myself, right? Think about this. Whose problem is it that the company I might just join has a crappy onboarding process? That's my problem, right? So how can I fix it? Companies are looking for people to take initiative, right? Especially you, if they're paying you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Food for thought today. Hey, this wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, staying informed is the first step to staying ahead. So as always, if you found today's conversation valuable, share it with someone who needs to hear it. I'll see you tomorrow with real-time insights and straight talk about what's happening in the marketplace. And do me a favor. Hey, if you tuning in every day, go over to Spotify, go over to Apple, right? Leave us a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. It is on my goal list right now. One of my goals to become a top 100 career podcast in America. And with your support, I can make it happen. Thanks so much. I'll see you tomorrow.